Vayter in Shas. We are in Horios, Daf Yud Beis. Picking up on the top of the page. Woo, we haven't done this in a while. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, about 14, 15, 16 lines down by the words Tanu Rabbanan, second to last words on the lines. Like the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Kesed Moshchin Nesam Alachim. How did they do when they had the Shemana Mishka? How would they go ahead and be Moshechin and put it on their kings? Kemin Nezer. What happened was it was smeared on them like a crown. That is, you took one finger and it would go completely around his head like a crown. Rashi says, the hadale the hadrone, that's what I'll say. Kiklila, like a crown. V'yesa kohanim. What about the kohanim? How did they do that? Kemin chai. It was done like a chai. That is a... what is that? My kemin chai. What does that mean? This thing. Amarav kemenashe bar gada kemin chaf yevani. It's like the letter chaf in Greece. Rashi shemaschil limshoch beetzbase benrise einav moshech etzbase al harosh halichat shmagil oref kaf yone kaze. You have a little A little picture over here. Imagine going up from the, almost like you're making a rectangle. Start from the bottom right, go up, 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 and then make a left, and then make a, and then go start going down, but only halfway, and stop right there. That's how you go and you did it. First, they would pour the oil on the head of the Kohen, and after they would put it between his eyelids, and that's where they would, from there they would draw that oil over the top of his head until the back of his neck, and they would make that letter chaf, like Rashi says, v'tanya chwiti, another bais says, v'tchila nosin lo shemen bein seven, if they start off putting it between his eyelids, v'achikach motzkin lo shemen arosho, and after they pour the oil on his head. So, which one is it? Right, we have two different ways of doing it. Tanai says Machlokes Tanaim. Ikadami Meshicha Diva. Some say that the Meshicha, the anointing, it takes precedence. Ikadami Yitzika Diva, that pouring takes precedence. My time in the Ma'adami Yitzika Diva was one that says that it's the Yitzika, which is like when you would anoint it with like the finger. Well, was that Tchsev? Because it says VeYitzok Meshamen Mishcha Al Rosh Aaron VeYimshach Osel Lakatsho. Because it says the Pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu poured from the Shemen Mishcha on Aaron's head and he anointed him to sanctify him. Right. So read the Pashtos. It says that what happened first pouring, then the Meshicha. Umad the Meshicha. The one who says Meshicha is better. My time. How come? Because Kasavah Shekain Ata Motzi Etzal Klisharis. He says because you find this by the Klisharis of the Beis Hamikdash. That what were they used to do? They didn't have any pouring those done at all. So we see that that must be Meshicha is the more chashuv a thing. I have Kasavah Yitzchak of Sofer Yimshach. But it says by in the pasuk we just said at first he did the pouring and then the Meshicha. Right, so it must be that's more important. Nach Gamar, my time by Yitzchok. What's the reason that he poured? Why can he now pour it? Mishum deveir Yitzchok because he's anointed him already. Tanu Rabbanan, Kashemen Atov, Yorid Alosukim Zakan Aharon, like the precious oil that was upon the head, running down upon the beard of Aaron, went down over his clothing. Kimin Shnei Tipi Margolios, Hayu Tulios Aaron Bizkanu. What would happen was Moshe poured the oil on his head and two drops, and the pasuk saying that two drops of it hung at the end of his beard like two pearl drops. And Amar Papa says, Tana, about these two drops of oil, the Tana taught Kishu Mesaper, when Aaron spoke with other people, you know, and the beard would go up and down. Olas v'yosha slo be'ikar zikanu. The drops, they would go up and go to the roots of his beard, and that they, so they wouldn't fall off. They would stay there. Rashi says be'ikar zikanu kadisha liplu. So they shouldn't go and they wouldn't fall off at all. Miraculously, v'al davar has davar zeh hayomosha doig. And about this matter, the two drops of the oil that was in Aaron's beard, Moshe was worried. Amar Shema Chas V'Shalom Alti B'Shem HaMishcha. He said, maybe Chas V'Shalom, I committed Me'ila with the Shem HaMishcha. Right? Maybe he touched the two drops of the oil and anointed myself with them while addressing Aaron on the second through 7 days of the inauguration of the Kohen. Right? Maybe he did Me'ila by putting too much oil on his head, which was part of the oil to spill upon a place of his beard that shouldn't have been over there. Yotze Baskavarma, Heaven Lovers came out and said, Kashemen Atov, Ketal Chermon, like the precious oil, like the dew of the Chermon. Matal Chermon, in Bomila, just like the Zomila with the Tal Chermon, the dew of the Chermon. So to Avshemen Mishra, Shabaskan Aaron, in Bomila, Zomila with that as well. But dying, how you are in Dog, Aaron is still worried. Amr Shem Moshe Lo'amal, he said, Moshe, maybe he didn't do Mila, Valanimati, maybe I was over the Isser of Mila. Maybe some of this oil, these two drops fell in a place that shouldn't have been anointed. It might be an eye went over the Mila. Maybe I moved all. He was doing it. Yasabasko Amra Amarlo. Hini matov manoyim sheves achim gam yachad. Hini matov manoyim sheves achim gam yachad. Hini matov. How good and how pleasant the dwelling of brothers sheves achim gam yachad together. And that is, don't worry, you did good. Ma Moshe Lomo, Afatolomo, just like Moshe Ben was over Mila, you were over Mila as well. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Moshe Nesamalachim El Alam Ayan. We don't anoint the kings only by a spring. Kadesh Tamasha Machusam, nor that their Malchus should continue, should sprout forth, should endure. Shanem, as the Pasuk says, by David HaMelech, when he said to anoint Shlomo to become the next king, Vayomer HaMelech Lahem, Kchui Mechem El Tzavdi, Adonechem, Baratim Asol, Gichon. Bring him to the Gichon, that's where the spring was, and we say that's where it was done. If this person wants to know if he's going to live out the year or not, you want to know if you're going to survive. Nasle shraga asar yomi debin rosh hashanah yom kippurim. Let him light a candle during the 10 days of the search me tshuva. Mamish of an alt now. But basically, the low nashiv zika in a house where there's no wind that's blowing it. Imashik nare. If its light continues to burn, as long as the oil that's located over there, the need of the Masakshati, you should know they're going to live out the year. You're going to survive. Oman Dabai Lame Avid Biska, and one who wants to undertake a business venture, or Bailame De Imatzlachim Lomatzlachim, he's going to be successful or not, Lebarit Tanugali, he should bring a rooster and E Shaman Vishapir. If the rooster grows plump and fine, it gets fat. And nice and fat. Rosh Hashem Shemeneh, Shem Shabachas gets good. Masach, then you know this is a simon. You're gonna have a good business deal. Hi man, the boy lemipak larechei. Person wants to go on the road. Uboy lemida ichazar alasi lebeisi ilo. He wants to know if he's gonna return home safely or not. Nekem bebeisi dechavra. Let him stay in a bebeisa dechavra. Nekem bebeisa dechavra. Rashi says that means bayis chashuch. Stand in a dark house. Ichazi. That Ichazim Babur, the Babur, he sees the shadow of his shadow, like a double shadow, a stronger one and a weaker one. Then later, the Hadavas, the basically, you know he's going to come home safely. You're going to make it home. The La Milsehi, but not a good idea to do all this. The Dilma Cholsha Daiti, because maybe he's going to get all upset if he doesn't see the shadow of the shadows. And Misa Mazlein is going to mess up his mazel even more. Amr Abaye, Hashad Amar Tzimana Milsa, now that you said that a simon is actually something, there's chashiv, it's a simonim, then the olam he ragil lemechse bereish ashaita, a person should always be accustomed to see at the beginning of the year, meaning Rosh Hashanah, kara verubia kartim silka vatarmi, a gourd, interesting, hold on 1 second. Right, we have over here in the Mesos Shas, it says, Shachlom Lamechal, Kenis of Akrisis, Chenu Girsis Ator, on the Ba'arach, Kar Yisel Lamechse. Okay, it says you're to see, but over there it says to eat. What should you eat? You should eat gourd, fenugreek, leek, beets, and dates, which is what we're going to be doing in Rosh Hashanah, peeps. You're getting involved with those simanim. When you want to enter and learn in front of your teachers, first study the Mishnah well and then come in front of your teachers. Make sure that you got it clear so you may be able to ask it clear. If you sit before your teacher, look at his mouth. That your eye should behold your teacher. V'chi gersisu, and when you study your Torah, girsu al nara demaya, study by a river of water, d'chi hechi demashchen maya, so that just as the water of the river flows continuously, mashchen shemay tzatzachayichu, your learning should also flow as well. Continue. V'siva akil kili demasa mechasya, and dwell by the garbage heaps of masa mechasya, v'lo tiva pandid pumbedisa, and don't dwell by the palaces of pumbedisa. Better to live in a really harsh circumstance in masa mechasya, which the chachamim, which Tamil Chachamim, who were able to go into Paskim and that's where they hang out, that's good, than to dwell in the fancy places in Pumbedisa where it's not so good to hang out with these type of people that aren't the greatest type of people. It says Rashi, Havi Talmid Chachamim Ruin Lahara Vitarbus Yafa Hayabahem Aval Pumbedisa Lahavi Tarbus Malia. It's not so good like behavior, Kolkach. The Kamerle Mutav Lo Lador Ba'ashpa B'masa Mechasi Lomidol B'mpadi Pumbedisa. Better to live in the garbage of that place than to live in the palace of the other place. Tav Gilda Gildana Saria, the Masa Mechasin and the Mechal, it's better to eat a Gildana fish that's about to become gross. I think Rashi says, Mutav lechel da katan musrach, can we repair kamad moy katan, yoraf, kavro samach le misrach me al male, like right before it spoils, it's good. Then mikutacha de rami kefe, and in kutach, which is hard enough to throw on the rocks. Right, okay. Yeah. Even though the fish is about to spoil, better to have that than to have this fine tasting dish of kutach. And that kutach is, it's not healthy for a person. Gemara Pesachim speaks of what happens in a person when they eat kutach and all that stuff. Rama karni bashe, Rama karni, karni bashe, rochakti. Aloi vaiki, rochat pi aloi vaiki, samachti, bishua secha, yein kadosh kashem. We do bar mitzvahs, weddings, funerals, and all simchas. And a Ramakarni Vashem, the Pusik says, Chana David, he said, my heart rejoices in God, my horn is exalted in God. Ramakarni Vilo Ramakapi. Paki, since Chana said my horn is exalted, not my flask is exalted, right, which she's implying that only through the horn of an animal one become exalted. And that's what happened. David Shlomo Shem Mishchu B'Karen, how they become the kings here, the Shem and the Mishchu was done through the Karen, through a horn of oil. Nimshcha Machusan, it was prolonged and long and very good. Shal, the Yehushem Mishchu B'Pach, but they were done through Pach, through a flask of oil. Nimshcha Machusan, it wasn't such a long malchus. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to what we were talking about over here, and this is the par of the Kohen HaMashiach, HaMashiach B'Shamen HaMishcha, right? Who is the this anointed Kohen that brings a chatas, you know, for this par Kohen Mashiach? It's the Kohen Gadol that was Mashuch B'Shamen HaMishcha. Tanur Rabbanan, Mashiach, 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 Mashiach. Now, what are we talking about? Yochel Melech. Maybe you think it's talking about the Melech. He also gets this also, the Shemen. Tamil Lamer Kohen. E Kohen, Yochel Meruva Gadda. Maybe you think if it's Meruva Gadda, maybe there's a lot of, you know, if it comes to the clothing, that's also included. Tamil Lamer Mashiach. It's got a Mashiach. He Mashiach. Yochel Mashiach Melchama. You think maybe it's the one that's appointed to do over battle, the coin for battle. It says, who's scared? Go home. Tamil Lamer Vihak Kohen Mashiach. Shein Mashiach Al Gabav. That's the one that no one is above him is Kohen Gadda. My Mashma. Where do we see that the anointed Kohen means that? Kedama Rava. Hayarech, right? It says that the children of Bnei Yisrael can't eat the help me, the Gid Hanasha, right, which is located by the thigh, Hamiyumenes Shebiyarech, the most chashiv of the thighs, meaning the right one. Hachanami Hamashiach means Hamiyumen Shemeshuchem, the most distinguished of the ones that are anointed. Rashi is the Hainu Kohen Gadol, segment of the Kohen Gadol. Omer Mar, Mashiach was talking about Yochel Melech, you think maybe it's talking about Melech Par, who the Maisi. Now, is it a bull that the king brings for a chatas? So we would think that that's the case. Sire, who the Maisi brings a sire. So there's no need for the word Kohen to exclude a king from the bull offering. Itzrich says, no, we need it. Because let's say it would come into your mind to say that for an act of a shogiga alone, the king brings his seir, al helam davar yavi par, but for the helam davar, he's going to bring a par, kamash malin, therefore it comes to tell you, by saying coin, that a king is excluded in all of these circumstances, from bringing a par of chatas, even though he is Mashuach, even though he is anointed. Okay, next part of the Mishnah, Ein Bein Mashuach B'Shem HaMishcha. There's no difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol who has Meruvah, except for the power that comes through all the mitzvos. And there's no difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Gadol who is Mishaavar, except for the Par Yom Kippur and the Sirus Eifa. Yeah, Mastis and Dil Kabi Yehuda. The Mishnah is saying that a unanointed Kohen Gadol means Beruvin Begadim doesn't bring the par of Kol HaMitzvos. But Masisim can't be the Rebbe Meir. The Rebbe Meir, Hatanya Rebbe Meir says, Beruvin Begadim may be par of Kol HaMitzvos. You do bring such a thing. The Rebbe Meir, Velohodulo, Chachamacham, weren't masking to him. My time to Rebbe Meir, what's Pshat Rebbe Meir that he's going to say that the unanointed Kohen Gadol is going to go and bring this, do this? The Tanya Rebbe Meir, Tanya Mashiach. If the coin of Mashiach doesn't have 80, and the other Mashiach Bashem and Mishcham, Meru Begadim, 900 Novas Meru Begadim, Tamil Lomer, HaKohen HaMashiach. So the extra word Kohen comes to include even an unanointed Kohen Gadol. Bam. Bamayu Kimte. Now, how did you go and stop Hashem Mishnah? Karabanan, you sing like Karabanan and not like Rameir. Beep, turn the page. Yud Beis Amud. Beis Vamud Beis. This is my aim of Seifa. But I'm going to look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Aim Bein Kohen Mashiach Mishnah, Kohen Lech Sha'avar. No difference between the coin that's right now and the coin that's offer that went down for me and the coin after the original comes back. Except for the Parim Kippur and the Seis Eva that are only brought by the permanent coin Gadol, which is the mashma that in reference to all of the mitzvahs of the coin Gadol, the two coins are going to be the same and both can do the service wearing the Shmona Begadim. Asil Rameir, we have come to, this goes like Rameir, the time was in Hebraisa, Erev Apsul, Kohen Gadol V'Avar, let's say there's Apsul in the regular Kohen, and then in V'Avar, and he goes down, and we have Kohen Achet Tachlav, we have another Kohen that takes the place, Harishon Chozal V'Dosso, he comes back when he becomes fit to be the Kohen Gadol again, V'Ashin, he comes to Shkun, I love, V'Ashin, all Mr. Kohen on him, to Rameir, that's Rameir's opinion, oh, so the Rish is not Rameir, say, V'Ezra Rameir, and we also see Omer, Harishon Chozal V'Dosso, V'Ashin, ain't a row, he's nothing. Not ready to go and do it. The low the coin god below the coin heads, it can't be either one of them. Amr of Yosef, Maisa of Yosef ben Elim in Tzipori. There's a story of Yosef ben Elim from Tzipori, She'erabo psul the coin gadol, that he had a psul that happened to him in the kahuna gedola. Some coin gadol. And she says, "Vitzar chlamer." I mean, oh, sorry, Mr. Shas says, "Vitzar chlamer." I mean, new tachtav. Obama Yosef nechacham. Some again, Vitzar nechacham. The story came from the But I'm a rishon chozel. But so first one goes like the voda. Sheni ain't a roy lo the coin gadol, but little coin hedot. The chain who be Yuma. That's also found in Yuma. What happened over there? Coin gadol mishum Eva. Right, he can't become the coin gadol anymore because Eva is going to cause hatred to the first coin. The original guy is like, "What's going on over here?" And coin hedot mishum Eva because when we read them, you know, you can't go and bring a person down once they're already raised up over here. Okay. Okay, so now what do we see from the Braisa? We see that a Kohen Gadol, the one who comes back, he gets to do everything except for the two things, that's a Rameir. But according to the way we're understanding the Mishnah, the earlier part is saying that, again, the Reisha is not Rameir, the Seif is a Chum, Reisha and the Chums. And the Seif is a Rameir. Reisha Abanam Seif Rameir. Like, what's going on here? I'm Rav Chisa in, yep. Reisha Abanam Seif Rameir. Even though we don't usually do that, yep, that's what we're doing over here. Rav Yosef Amar, Rabbi, he really, the Mishnah is going to Rabbi, Vanasav Lal Libet Hanai, and he gives it, he's the one who baskins, like, according to different, to different opinions of here. It goes according to one, it goes according to the other. Passes different things. Rava Amar Rabbi Shimon here. He says, no, it goes with Rabbi Shimon. Vesavar lo Rabbi Meir Bechada. It was like a Meir in one case, a public Meir Bechada. And he argues in one case. The time was that by said, the farm should be in Kohen Gadol. The coin head here at Elohim. These are the things that are different between the coin god and the regular coin. Parabola called the Mesos, Parabola Kibur, Messio Seifa. The low parer, the coin god, also you can't leave his hair uncut for low perim. He also can't rip his clothing on his morning. Of a luparim lo milata, but he can go and rip it from below. Va hediot milmala, and the ordinary person does it from the top. The ordinary coin is it from the top. Ein mitami lekovim, he can't become for a kovim. Umusar al basula, he can't be with a basula. Vasa ba'amana, umachser es rotzeach. And so the coin gadol dies, it sends it to rotzeach with all the people from there. Miklat, umakiv onin, and a coin gadol brings a carbon when he is in onin, which is unusual, right? And that is that the coin usually doesn't do that, but he does. Ve'ein ocha, but he doesn't eat from that thing. Ve'inu cholik, and also doesn't take his own portion. Makiv chelik barosh, the Kohen Gadol offers any part of the carbon first. He gets the opportunity to do it first. Ve'notel chelik barosh, he also gets to take whatever he wants from different carbonos that he brought, even if other Kohanim did it. U'mishamish shoshana kelim, and also does the eight begadim. Regular Kohen does it with four. Ve'chol v'sham kippur me'enu b'kishera elabo, and all the Yom Kippur is only kosher with him. U'patar al tumas mixes v'kadosh, he's patar from bringing a carbon for v'shogig becoming tamei tumas mikdash v'kadosh, when he goes into the Beis HaMikdash or eats kachim things when he is tummy, he doesn't bring that carbon. The kula nogim beruvin begadim, and all these things of the Kohen Gadol, all these dinim, these laws over here that apply to the Kohen Gadol are also with the Kohen Gadol of beruvin begadim, even the person isn't Meshuach b'shem l'mishcha. Chutz mipar maybe I'll call a mitzvah, except for that. V'kula nogim mashiach sha'avar. And all these laws also are with the Kohen that stepped down. This is Kohen number two, Kohen Gadol number two. Chutz mipar yom kippur v'sis eifa. V'kula nogim mashiach melchama. And all these laws do not apply to the Kohen mashiach melchama. Chutz mi'chamisha devar mamur b'parsha, except for the five things that are said by the Kohen Gadol. And those are the, in the parsha of lo pareh, he doesn't let his hair grow long. Lo pareh, he also doesn't tear his clothing. Vein mitami lekrovim, doesn't become Tommy for his Zion Krovim, Muzer Abasula, V'aseh Ba'amana, U'machzeh Arotzeach, the Rebbe Huda, Zagas Rebbe Huda, amazing. So even the Kohen Meshuach Melchama, isn't that amazing? Even the Kohen Meshuach Melchama, he dies, everyone goes free. Chamom, Ein U'machzeh, no, he doesn't return the people that go free. So we see that the time of this Braisa, the author of our Mishnah, because both of these things say that a retired Kohen Gadol is the same dinim of the Kohen Gadol right now, except for the Par of Yom Kippur and the Seres Eifa, and that the Kohen Gadol is only Meruvim Gadim, is the same laws of the one which is Meshuach, except for the Par that comes on all the mitzvahs. Frak the Gemara, Vahai, Mimai, Rabbi Shimon, from where do you know over here that this is Rabbi Shimon? Rapapa, Man Shamit Lidam, Rapatel, Tumas Mitzvah Gadol, who says that? Rabbi Shimon. That is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, who says such a thing. Chutz Mechamish, the Tavar Mumim, Baparsha, and we said that all these laws that apply to a Kohen Meshuach do not apply to a Kohen Meshuach Melchama, except for the five things that I mentioned over there. We said, where do we know this from? The Torah Rabbanon, v'ha-kohen agadol me'echav, the Kohen who is exalted above his brethren, ze Kohen Gadol, asher yutzak al rosh Hashem ha-mishcha, ze Meshuach Melchama, umile siyadol lobosis v'gadim, or has been inaugurated through the clothing, ze meruvim v'gadim, akulen huomer, and all this it says, rosh al yifar, v'gadav liyifram, balkon ha-foshis meis la-yavo, you don't know these things. Yachol yakulam akriv mo'ninim, you maybe think that all three of these have a Kohanim, that they go ahead and they bring karbanos, even when they're in a state of aninos, that is that they're one of their relatives died that day, and that maybe they would still go ahead and bring a karban. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says, Kinez Hashem Mishchas Elokav Alav, for a crown, the oil on his God's anointment is upon him, which is coming to tell you what, Alav lo al chaver, on him, meaning the Kohen Gadol, but not upon his friend, not the anointed one, but not upon his fellow Kohen. And it's telling you that the Kohen who is Meshuach Melchama doesn't do the service when he's an Onin. V'achar shechol kol akaso, but after the Pasuk has made a distinction between the Kohen Meshuach Melchama and the Kohen Gadol is Meshuach, yachol lohi mitzuva ala basula, you would think that maybe the Kohen Meshuach is also doesn't have a problem with the basula. Tamid lomar vihu, it says about that mitzvah, and he shall marry a woman who is a basula, and vihu is coming to include what? Kohen Meshuach Melchama, he can only marry a basula, a virgin. The price now show the Kohen that the Meshuach Melchama has these five mitzvahs. Kitanai. And this goes according to this, the question whether Kohen Gadol Meshuach Melchama can only marry a basula is really Mechokas Tanayim. Vahu isha b'msula yikach, and he shall marry a woman in her besula, in her virginity, acher shechalak akasuf, after the pasuk made a distinction between the coin that is a Meshuach Melchama and the one that is a Kohen Gadol, in reference to being an onin, about serving an onin, Reba, the Torah goes to include even a coin is Meshuach Melchama in that mitzvah of marrying a Hashem, Besula. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ainli Ella Sha'avar Machmas Kirio. I only said, I only know that a Kohen Gadol who was taken out of his status, number one, who was removed from office because of the fact that he had a carry. That person still has to go and marry a Besula. Machmas Mumin Minayin. From where do I know that a Kohen Gadol who is disqualified totally because he has some sort of mum, he's still chayav to marry a Besula? Tamid Lomar Vehu. When this extra thing is, the Torah is including even this type of Kohen Gadol, he has to marry a Besula. Boyminei Rabba Mi Rav Nachman Mashiach Shen Yitzra. Let's say you have the case of a Kohen Meshuach, right? B'shem HaMishcha. And he gets Tzara'as. Ma'u ba'amana. What's the name of marrying an Amana? Right? Well, can he marry one? Mitchi Dachi. Do we say that he's now just pushed away from marrying one? Oh, Miftar Pater. Now, or that it's only suspended from marrying her. And Miftar Pater would say, well, what did that tell you? That is Tzara'as was disqualifying from being the Kohen Gadol. He's no longer has a problem. He can go and he can marry her. Lo, Avi B'day didn't have the answer. Zimnin, Rav Yosef, Rav Papa Vikaba Mabayle, another time Rav Papa was sitting and this question was asked. Amalei Huna Bereid Rav Nachman Rav Papa Tanina, we learned in we have the answer. This is in a Braisa. Ainly Elisha Avram Machmas Kiryah. We only know that a Kohen Gadol who was removed from his office because of the fact that he became a Keri is also to marry a Amana, Avram Achas Mumin Minayin. What about if from a woman? Also, it's going to be Aser. Therefore, even if he's totally knocked out, he's still going to be Aser to marry her. Tam Lomer, Vihu, which means he's including this also, that he can't, a Kohen Gadol who gets Saras, can't marry an Amana. Come Naska Resha, Papa got up and he kissed him on his head. Vyayavli brought in, he gave his daughter in marriage. That's a good way to get your daughter in marriage. He's going to answer some good questions. Zot the next Hilaga Mishnah as follows. Hi. Kohen Gadol Poris Milamata, the Kohen Gadol, he can rip his clothing from the bottom if he has one of his iron cloven dive, a hedged ma from the top. Kohen Gadol Makrav Onen, he can bring a carbon even when he's an Onen, Velo Ocha, but he doesn't eat from the portion. Va hedged lo Makrav Velo Ocha, he doesn't bring in and doesn't eat. Amarav, Lamata, Lamata, Mamish, when it's below, it means below, at the bottom of the hem of the garment. Lamala, Lamala, Mamish, it means above, at the neck of the garment. To Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Lamata, Lamata, Mikami Safa, when he says below, it means below the border. That's the, that means coming stuff with the border that, that reinforces the opening of the neck, right? So you can even do it over there, make a hole over there and tear down. And lamala lamala mikami safi means above that. Vizeh vizeh, but saver, both of them are talking about the area of the neck. Mesi frek the gemara. I'll call him mesim kulan. And all of the mesim, but one of one's relatives except the father and mother, rots him out to a kami safi. So if he wants, he can separate the neck openings border. If he wants, he doesn't have to separate that. He can just begin the tear below it and leave that part intact. His father and mother, he has to do even that. Because generally speaking, starting the tear below the opening is considered a tear. So how can Shmuel say that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do such a thing? Right? That's where how can he do it? Kari Khan, begad of Lovia from. We read here in this case, he shall not rend his garments. So he's going to answer him from doing it. Shmuel, Rabbi Huda, Sphirlo, they hold the Amar, they hold the Rabbi Huda, sorry, Shmuel, Ki Rabbi Huda Sphirlo, he also was Rabbi Huda, that Kol Kerish, Eno Maldu, Selfish, anything that's not going to separate the next border, Eno Ala Keral, Tiflos, Shal Tiflos, it's not a significant type of tear, and therefore you're allowed to do it. Me islay the Rabbi Huda kriya of a Kohen Gadol, and really is Rabbi Huda hold that there's any type of tearing at all by the Kohen Gadol? For a time was in a baisa. Ilu never rosh lo yifro beged lo yifram. If it would have said to the Kohen Gadol that he shall not leave a head unshorn and he shall not rend a garment, then Ha'is Yom would say, but rosh lo beged shall sota kasvadaba. I would say that this pasuk speaks of the head and the garment of a sota. Talmud lo for it says as rosh lo yifro beged lo yifram shenam bepriyo frima kol ikar. Right? He shall not leave his head unshorn, he shall not leave his garments, which teaches that a Kohen Gadol is not included in the mitzvah of leaving the head unshorn and rending the garments at all. The Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eino Parim Kedarch Shabbinei Adam Parim. Kohen Gadol doesn't tear his clothing in the way that a regular person does it. Ela Hu Lemilmata Behedud Milmala. He does it from the bottom, they do it from the top. So how could the Gemara say that Shmuel holds a Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda says that all, any type of thing is going to be aser. Shmuel, some of the Rabbi Yehuda, Bechadah, he holds the one. Apologale Bechadah, he argues with him in one area. So he agrees with him one, he argues with one. Zog the next Mishnah. Okay, now we're going to talk about the different type of karbanos. Kol ha-tadir mechavero, kodim es chavero. Whenever you have two different mitzvahs, a kam, tadir v'sheno, tadir kodim. So the more common, less common, the more common one comes first. V'chol ha-mekudash mechavero, kodim es chavero. Anything which is more kadosh takes precedence over something which is less kadosh. Par ha-mashiach, upar ha-edim, ha-eda omdim. If the anointed, right, the par ha-mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, the bull of the, and the par in ha-eda, are both standing to be brought as a carbon. Par Mashiach called them Par Eidim Chol Maisav. The Kohen Gadol's bull comes before that of all the people and all of its Maisav. Everything has to be done for it. Says the Hilug Gemara Minani Mili. How do we tell you? Tell you? Tell you? Kodem. Rabbi Damar Krav Milvad Ola Sabokar Shel Ola Satamid. Besides the morning Ola, which is the Ola Satamid, should you bring these? Michtik, Sivol Saboka says Ola Saboka, the morning Ola, the Korban Ola, Ola Satamid Lamidli. Why don't you need the second part which it says, the Ola Satamid? Hachikam Rechmad, as we mean, it's called the Tadirah Kadma, anything which is Tadir, that takes precedence, and that goes first. Next one, Mr. Chol Muktzav Chavero. Who called him a Chavero? Meanal, how do we know this from? Tatana Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Viki Dashdol. The pasuk says, "You shall sanctify him, and he shall be holy to you." This is talking about a Kohen. The Chol Davar Shav Gedusha, everything that's Kadosh. Liftarach Rishon, let him go and read the first Aliyah. Liftarach Rishon, go and make the bracha by him by Yisuda. Vlito Mana Yafa Rishon, let's get the best food that's brought over there. So we see the Torah tells us the Kohen's priority from his Kedusha. He should be holy to you. Can we learn out that that's something which takes precedence in other cases as well? And with that, my friends, we are going to stop over here. Until next time, I want to wish you all a great, great day.